And whatever the predecessors do, whatever the pastors do, that's what the people easily do. Most of the people are going to always do what the leadership does, good and bad, good and bad. But when it's death, you got to learn to turn that off. And you always go with what God is doing. And I had to learn the things that I learned from the Lord. I learned these things, though I had pastors that didn't do what I was doing. And sometimes I would talk about it or want to share it, but it was lightly, it was taken lightly. And I've seen it taken lightly so much that it was mind-boggling. I said, Lord, why is it going this way? Why is it this way? What's wrong? Why are people so hard-hearted? And here's the answer right here. Death shall be chosen rather than life by all the residue of them that remain of this evil family, which remain in all the places whither I have driven them, saith the Lord of hosts. This generation, you know, the king of Assyria drove out Israel. The king of King Nebuchadnezzar drove away the tribe of Judah and the remaining, you know, Benjamin, the remaining tribes. Now, just like that happened then, here it is again in the Laodicean church is the modern church. And that's like our mainstream church. Just like there are tares among the wheat, there's also wheat. But corruption, a little leaven leavens the lump. So I said, Lord, he told me what he would do if the leadership of that day wouldn't follow him. He showed me what he would do. He said he was going to raise up people that would. But the revival that's going forward now, he went around the Laodicean church. The Laodicean church knows nothing about this revival. They are clueless about it. In fact, God hid it from them. They can't see it, and they don't know where to go to find it. The Lord said, man, this revival, man can't stop. I'm going to be bold a minute. I'm saying this because of something else that the Lord told me. The Lord said he has people that can't be controlled with money. They can't be controlled with lust. They can't be controlled with greed. They can't be controlled with pride. Which means that there are people that can be. There are preachers that take bribes from governments, from rich people, from the enemy. And there are people that they have prostitute friends, and they do corrupt stuff to turn the church off, to turn the anointing off. Remember, in Acts, the enemy said, I got to stop this, and he figured out a way to do it. If he can get the leadership, he can take the whole lot of them down. And most people love that pastor, which is, I love mine. And there are good pastors out there. And all the good ones, my hat's off to them. I love them. But the corrupt ones cause a problem that they don't see. And death shall be chosen rather than life by all the residue of them that remain of this evil family, which remain in all the places whither I have driven them, saith the Lord of hosts. So, the days of just following after man is over. You're going to have to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And you're going to have to overlook every pastor, even me, and look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. And what I mean by overlook, compare what Jesus is doing with what we say. Now, that don't mean turn us off. You have to have your own relationship with Jesus, receiving the word of God. And then it works. And when we tell the truth, you'll know it. And I'm saying that, I'm saying this for a reason. You have to do this. This is not an option if you want to live. You have to reject darkness, whatever the source. You got to reject darkness. That's your job. You are equipped to reject darkness. Not just from pastors, but from people, from everywhere. Any source the enemy speaks, look at the unrest for what it is and reject it. Don't do what the dead bones did. Don't do what the evil prophets and priests. See, look at verse 2. Look at verse 1. Jeremiah 8. At that time, saith the Lord, they shall bring out the bones of the kings, the bones of the princes, the bones of the priest of all things. You know, you got dead bone priest. And that shouldn't even be in the Word of God. None of this should be in the Word of God. They should bring out the bones of the priest, the bones of the prophets, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, which followed them, out of their graves. You shouldn't be like the dead bone tribe. I don't care who they are, what TV show they come on. If they dead bone, if they in the dead bone tribe, don't do what they did. Don't be like the dead bone tribe. The people that forget about the fact that they needed Jesus in the first place. Don't be like the dead bone tribe. People that resist the Holy Spirit again and again. Don't be like the dead bone tribe. The Laodicean church is a dead church. It's not God's people. That's why he said he spit them out. In his mercy, he's talking to dead people. Come to life. Buy me gold. Get in covenant with me. And start being pure in your heart. They turn their shoulder away from God because they turn their heart away from God. The Laodicean church is a dead bone church. And you have to follow God for real. You have to be pure for real. Don't be like the dead bone tribe that chooses death rather than life. Because if you seek the Lord with the intent to do what he say do, he's going to talk to you. If you're receptive to truth, if you're doing what you know is right because you're unable to do it, and you're learning from the Holy Spirit, there's no reason to hang around the dead bone tribe in your ways. You can live a clean life. That dead bone tribe, it won't repent. It chooses death rather than life. That's their way. That's the marker. That's how they do it. When the Holy Spirit speaks, his words are so pure and gentle, easy to be entreated. And when we receive what he has to say, there's nothing we can't learn. And there's nothing we can't do. You know, look at how James 3 starts out. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. And then he explains that point. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold, the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet they are turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth, wherever he wants to go. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on the fire of hell. This is what happened. This is how the dead bone tribe got to be the dead bone tribe. They stayed in the culture of the dead bone kings, the dead bone priests, the dead bone princes, the dead bone prophets. So when you see people going dead bone, don't do what they're doing. Stick with Jesus. And when you see people doing the right thing, learn all you can while they are strong, so that you can fortify yourself against the dead bone culture. And if you want to know whether you're in life or death, what are you choosing? Are you gravitating to life? Are you trying to learn more about it? Because you love God. If you do, you're in a good place. Because the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue in our members, that it defiles the whole body, sets on fire the course of nature. God said, be fruitful. Verse 6 is saying, it's showing us that a tongue that's set on the fire of iniquity, a world of iniquity, that's unfruitful speech. What kind of entertainment do we gravitate to? If it's worldly, just leave it alone. You don't need it. I'm saying there's always a better choice. Take the high ground. Gravitate to life, not darkness. That's something that we all can do. He said this, for every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and has been tamed of mankind. But the tongue no man can tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Therewith we bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeds blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doeth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? It's impossible. It's going to be one or the other. If it's contaminated, it's contaminated. If it's pure, it's pure. Verse 12, can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, or can a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh, one or the other. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. Now watch this. The wisdom that descends not from above descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. Now watch the kicker. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work, just like the dead bone tribe. They died in their sins, and they left a legacy of those that hate God. They choose death rather than life, because they are seduced. Verse 17, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable. I left that one out earlier. Gentle and easy to be entreated. Now watch this, it's not over yet. Full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. That's the words of the Holy Ghost that you can follow. He'll guide you into all truth. And he will not guide you into any lie. And he is of truth. The seven spirits of God, the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of the Lord, spirit of wisdom, the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge, and of the fear of the Lord. That's the Holy Spirit. That's how he speaks. That's what he has to say. That's the way he speaks. Consider the seven spirits of the Lord. That was a lot. Isaiah 11. Again, verse 17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. In other words, those that take the high ground, those that take the mature way. In every situation, if you take God, if you have a problem in your marriage, for instance, the wife can go and ask the Lord how to respond. The husband can go and ask the Lord how to respond and receive the, take the high road, not the devil's road, not the dry bone way. Don't do what if the dry bone people did it, don't do that. That's wisdom right off the start. But then ask the Lord to show you how to respond, how to speak, how to make change. And do it with patience. It's going to work. The wisdom that is from above is first pure, peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Relating to your children, the same protocol. Relating to your boss at work, the same protocol. What does God say? What did Jesus already say? The Holy Spirit will alert you to the word, and the word that you bothered to take in and receive, that's what he'll use to help you. But you're going to learn some things you can't learn any other way. But when people take the low road, they can't learn the high road. Remember that. Whenever you opt with the way of death, you can't learn the way of life. One or the other. If you take the high road, you'll see the low road for what it is. And you'll drive it out of your paradigm. You'll drive it out of your life. David said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. He said this after he did great wickedness. So if David, an Old Testament saint, can do it, every New Testament saint can do it. We have the Holy Spirit to guide us. We can put those drive-on people out of business by living the life of God, by providing more light. And shining by shedding more light against the world, by doing things God's way, living the light of God in the office, living the light of God in the home, living the light of God wherever you are. Always take the high road. This is your new way of life. This is not a sometime thing to get out of trouble. We choose life and not death. We choose life and reject death. We do what the dry bone people wouldn't do as a way of life. When you take the way of life, you drive out the darkness. And it helps people that can't see another way. There are good people out there trapped in this world of evil because of the lukewarm church. They've been to church. They have an idea of where church is supposed to be. And it's wrong. Never seen the culture of Jesus. Never seen the culture of the Holy Ghost. Never seen the fruit of his way. And they're turning away salvation because they've been wounded, hurt, or disturbed by the dry bone tribe. It's our job to love people that can't love you. We're not loving people that love us. We're going to love people that cannot love us. And represent God to everybody. And that's the only way to overcome the dry bone tribe. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves us. He loves us all, even the crazy dry bone tribe. Love them too. But love them in spite of what they do. Love them because God loves you. And love them the way God loves you. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.